I'm here with Melissa, and we're going to do the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. Information at 983-2111.
Good morning, Joni. This is I think I can hear. This is the time I would normally be welcoming Carolyn Gooseby from the library, but she is down with the bug.
Oh.
So anyway, given the weather and given how many people are down sick with this flu type thing, it's a perfect time to curl up with a good book or magazine and start thinking about plans for your garden for next year. So I have a list of books and magazines that I'm going to share with you. Carolyn and I researched with input from Betsy. Thank you, Betsy.
Oh.
And anybody else I've run into since I found out Carolyn was not going to be able to join me. So anyway, our library, of course, is an amazing place. There's mm-hmm. all sorts of things there. Any of you that are looking for a volunteer opportunity, I suggest you start with the library because...
Right. And yeah. they could teach you all those things you probably want to know, you know, like how to find books and how to research and
absolutely.
Yada, yada.
Yeah, I've shelved there every Monday since 2005.
And Oh, my goodness.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Good but for you.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about books today. But first of all, Talk of Alaska, which is on KHNS on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11. This week was on gardening, farming, and mm-hmm. food security, which I know are big issues for a lot of people here. And next week is going to be on the drought that Alaska's experienced this last summer. Hard as you look outside to believe we had a drought, but we did.
Yeah.
And many people I know really struggled and even had to sacrifice parts of their garden this year because they just didn't have enough water. So I really encourage you to listen to Talk of Alaska on this coming Tuesday to think about ways to adapt mm-hmm. to drought conditions.
You know, and we have so much seaweed here. I think mulching is one of the primo ways of conserving moisture in the soil.
Yeah, mulching and composting in general
adds
a lot of good nutrients to the soil and good structure to the soil, makes it the moisture that is there a lot more accessible to plants. So, mm-hmm. you know, I say many, many times, I don't think you can compost too much. Maybe it's possible, but I don't know about that. So as Carolyn and I were talking, we kind of thought about, first of all, where gardening books are in the library. So if you go to the nonfiction section, 635, that's where most of the gardening books are. And that's very close to the cooking section.
Oh,
so that's
convenient.
Which is, 641.5. They're basically across mm-hmm. the aisle from one another.
And sometimes they have in that rack, just before you get to the magazines, they have a bunch of different books. Seasonal books, I assume.
Yeah, there'll be displays, right.
And they have a bunch of garden books there right now.
Yeah, exactly. So, mm-hmm. Always look at the displays because mm-hmm. they do a really good job of having good seasonal things there. One book that we recommend that's not in the in that part of the nonfiction is Barbara Kingsolver's book, Animal Vegetable Miracle. Which, if you haven't...
Barbara Kingsolver.
Wow. She's done some... She's a great writer.
She is.
Yeah.
I've read several of her books.
Yeah.
I didn't know she would write a gardening book.
Yeah. It's the call number is 641.
Okay.
Something or another, but you'll find it if you get there. And it's all about basically living off the land.
Huh.
And something, I think, very relevant to what a lot of people here try mm-hmm. to do.
Now, most of her books seem like they're around Arizona, New Mexico, that general area.
Yeah, this is, it's been a long time since I read it. I'm thinking it was back in Kentucky. So some of the specific gardening ideas that she's got there aren't mm-hmm. going to be particularly relevant here, but the experience of living off the land, that, I think, is very, very relevant.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so take a look at that. It's a good read. Some other kind of introductory books and classics, Gardening in Southeast Alaska. Anybody who's new to gardening here just needs to get that book and sit down and read it.
And there's an additional volume of that. I mean, they've upped it. I have the most current
the newer one?
Issue of that one. Yeah. But it definitely, it has month by month on what you should do.
Yeah. And all kinds of varieties of things. A lot of it's fairly specific to Juneau. So there's adaptations to here because of our microclimates and
right.
so on.
They do have a section in there with gardeners from around Southeast, and one person is from Haines. At least one person that I've, you know, read in the book.
Yeah, that's a really good
it is
classic,
a good resource.
Classic book. Another one that's new to the library and gets checked out a lot, and it's good for new gardeners, is called Gardening Near Glaciers. And I haven't had a chance to read that yet, but apparently it's just got constantly checked out, so you might need to put it on reserve to get it. And then Betsy recommends The Vegetable Gardener's Bible by Edward Smith, which is not a book I'm familiar with, but she was telling me that a lot of people have it, so that's something I'm going to take a look at. For composting, because we've had so much bear problems here lately, some of you might want to continue to do composting, but maybe move it inside. A good classic book on composting is Let It Rot by Stu Campbell. And for indoor composting or vermiculture with worms, there's a book called Worms Eat My Garbage by Mary Appelhoff.
Now, you do that, don't you?
I do that. Yeah, and so if anybody just wants tips on how to set up vermiculture, they can contact me. And if they even want to come over and I'll talk to them about what to bring and get you all set up, because I'm babysitting two worm farms this winter. So.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you keep them in a cool place?
I keep them at between 60 and 80 degrees.
Holy moly. My house is never, well, if you're right next to the stove, it is. 60 and 80, that's pretty warm.
Between 60 to 80, yeah. Well, they're, you know, their worms are cold-blooded, so if you drop below 60, they'll survive, but their metabolism slows down because they're cold-blooded, and so they won't really eat much of your stuff.
Okay.
And if it's over 80, you're in danger of
cooking them.
Worm soup, yeah.
You don't want that.
And no recipes for worm soup, no. Yeah, so books for more advanced gardeners, and, you know, the classifications here are pretty sloppy. There's a lot of kind of carryover from one to the other. Anything you can find from Rodale Press are just great classics that have been around a long time. Definitely recommend those. There's a book on root cellaring by Mike Bubel, I think, B-U-B-E-L or B-A-B-E-L, I'm not sure. But anyway, on root cellaring, for those of you doing that. Elliot Coleman's books, I think he's got at least three books out now, and he gardens in Maine, and he has lots on cold weather gardening and season extension. So that's really handy. For the advanced gardeners with a little bit of background in biology and biochemistry.
We're not going to go to that guy, are we?
Jeff Lowenfels.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're good books. And
if you can skip like every other word practically.
Well, yeah, if you get to the point where your eyes start to cross, you might.
It's a good book to put you to sleep.
Well, it depends on your background, yeah. And I know some of it's pretty tough, but there's really good ideas in there.
There are.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't knock him. He's an Alaskan, right?
Yeah.
He's from Anchorage area.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's done a radio, or he's done a
newspaper.
Yeah.
Thing.
Alaska Daily, or Anchorage Daily News, for decades and
long
decades.
Time.
Yeah. And he was here for our garden conference few years ago. Yeah, so his books are Teeming with Nutrients, mm-hmm. and he spells that T-E-A-M, as in football team. Because you're partnering with the nutrients, right? Teeming with Microbes and Teeming with Fungi.
Fungi,
yes. Okay. The Master Gardener Binder, put out by Cooperative Extension, is a really good resource. And actually, some of that is very, very basic.
Can you check that out, or is that...
Yeah, okay. It can be checked out, yeah. And you might also have friends who went through the Master Gardener class and have it, that can loan it to you, too. But it is available in the library. And that's, it's got a lot of good information in it. Gaia's Garden on Permaculture, if you're really wanting to think about how to set up the physical structure of your garden to increase production and decrease work, Gaia's Garden's a good one, familiar with that one.
Yes, I was looking at that. They have what I've done in my gardens. They have the Hugo culture ideas in there, and how to put those things, how to put all the logs and rotten wood and... Yeah, so that was what my main reason for checking that out. They also in there talk about making it a nice area where you feel good about going into, you know, making a nice design and, you know, watching. This is a good time of year to be watching, you know, where the sun sets and sun rises and all that. So you could be familiar with, well, actually, it'd be better to do that in the spring, but be familiar with where the sun is going to fall in your area.
Yeah,
your
that's really area. good to track over a full year.
And also where the snow may be piling up. You probably don't want to put a lot of sensitive perennials or anything like that in that area.
Right. Yeah, and so it's if we get snow. Good thing to pay attention to. So, yeah, taking notes all the time is a good thing. My first gardening book that really got me started was one my dad gave me in 1970. It's not in the library, but if you can find it on Amazon, by Thalassa, T-H-A-L-A-S-S-A, Crusoe, C-R-U-S-O, and it's on indoor plants, and it's called Making It Grow. And it's absolutely a classic, and I still pull that book out and thumb through it and look for, you know, what to do with something that I've got that's new to it, new to me. Yeah.
Now, does that talk about edibles or just houseplants?
It's all on houseplants. Yeah, okay. And it's, as I recall, she's from Great Britain, so it has a kind of a British flavor to it, which is kind of,
you know, but here, sometimes we have weather like what's in Great Britain, you know, the raininess and the cool and whatnot. So we're not that unsimilar to them.
Right. It's applicable. And this is focusing primarily on indoor plants. So for those things. Can you think of any others that you would recommend off the top of your head? Catch her off guard here.
Right. You told me about 5 minutes ago what we were talking about. I can't. I know that I have gardening books at home, but I just can't, you know.
Yeah.
I can't pull them out of my brain right now.
Yeah. So, well, for those of you that are trying to figure this out, talk to your friend. You know, just go wander through the aisles at the library. Again, in 6:35 for gardening and 6:41 for... cookbooks, and you'll also find that the animal section has lots of things like on beekeeping and that kind of thing.
Right, and they also have things on what to do with your produce, like putting by or putting away or putting by, I think is the name of that book.
Yeah, all kinds of books
right.
in the cookbook section about the kind of the farm-to-table
sort of
thing. The most useful gardening book that I have is one that I've put together for myself.
Oh, good for you.
And
when are you going to publish? When's the publish date?
Well, it's very specific to me, but I will share it with anybody who wants to see it. And it includes what to do each month and what varieties of plants work for me. And so I suggest everybody start a book like that for yourself. I just ordered The Ever Curious Gardener by Lee Reich. Mm-hmm. He's a frequent guest on Mike McGrath's show.
And that's a good resource, Mike McGrath.
Yeah, yeah. And his book is recommended by Mother Earth News, and it's supposed to be pretty funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read it, and then I'll probably donate it to the library. There's also a lot of good gardening magazines in the mm-hmm, library. Take
are.
A look at those, including Mother Earth News, which has been around since the
forever.
70s. Yeah, so if, again, thanks to the library for all kinds of wonderful resources. It's a good time to curl up with something to read if you're, you know, it's coming on winter, no snow yet, or if you've got the flu bug, find
there
a good
you go.
Book.
We got the best little library
yeah.
in the U.S.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and thanks to Carolyn for helping me with the research
mm-hmm.
for this.
Thank you, Carolyn. And thank you, Melissa, for
thank
coming
you.
In this drizzly, rainy, you can't even see the water Thursday morning.
Yeah. Okay.
All
I'll
right.
see you
Have
soon.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. That was Melissa Aronson with The Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here on KHNS, your community radio station, Haines, Klukwan, and Skagway.